Most people in the United States can't see a full night sky that's not affected by light pollution. But in a remote corner of Nevada, the Milky Way galaxy shines bright enough at night to cast a shadow. The area is known as Massacre Rim, and it was recently designated as a dark sky sanctuary. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick took a visit.
Jen Rovenpera is an archaeologist with the Bureau of Land Management. Today, she's driving along the Surprise Valley Barrel Springs Backcountry Byway, a tongue twister of a road that makes a 90-mile loop.
The mountains over to my left is Oregon. We're about 6 miles away from the Oregon border.
It's rugged terrain in this part of Nevada. Gravel roads are the best you can hope for out here, and even those can be rough. Rovenpera pulls off along the byway to a vista point overlooking a lush green rangeland within the high desert, a place called Mosquito Lake.
If you look past the lake to the ridge in the background, that's the Massacre Rim.
It's been rainy here recently, so we won't be taking any trips to the interior of the site. But Rovenpera says that's not necessary.
It's an immense area of darkness. The sanctuary is just a small fraction of that area. So here, standing over the Mosquito Lake area is a wonderful place, Surprise Valley. It's a huge area, and all of it's exceptionally dark.
Only 10 dark sky sanctuaries exist in the world, 4 in the U.S. and 3 of them right here in the Mountain West. At nearly 102,000 acres, Massacre Rim is the largest in the country.
I think this is the last of the Wild West, I tell people when I bring them here.
Pat Bruce works for Friends of Nevada Wilderness, a nonprofit organization that works to preserve wilderness areas throughout the state. He pulls out a light pollution map of the United States.
You pretty much cut the country in half. Everything to the east is really impacted by light, and everything to the west, you can see those little pockets of darkness.
And getting to this particular pocket of darkness takes a little planning. Bruce encourages visitors to stick to some of the outlying roads and to bring extra food, water, and supplies in case anything goes wrong. On my way to the site, I pass dozens of acres of prime cattle grazing land, full of sagebrush and juniper. Several times I'm forced to slow down and wait for a cow to cross the road ahead. It's sunset, and I've got just enough time to set up camp. A few thin, wispy clouds hang in the atmosphere, but they'll be gone by nightfall. I get into my tent and wait for the night sky to fully form. When I step outside to check it out, it's around midnight.
Wow. You can see the dust from the Milky Way stretching across the entire horizon. It doesn't even look real.
The other thing that strikes me is the remoteness of it all. In this space, at this time, I am utterly alone. I haven't seen another human being for hours, and there's no civilization within sight.
No electronics, no cell service, just the stars. There are cattle grazing throughout. We've got coyotes and songbirds that visit in the distance, but it just feels like it's just me.
Aside from some ranches and an old ghost town, the nearest city is Cedarville, California. That sits about 35 miles west and has a population of just 500 people, a number that is steadily decreasing. Janet Irene is the owner of the Country Hearth restaurant in town, where she spends her mornings baking fresh breads and making jams and salsas from scratch. Irene supports the designation and the economic benefits visitors could bring to the area.
I believe that it's going to be a big help for our small, struggling community.
Still, she's concerned about people leaving behind garbage, starting fires, or getting lost, and putting a strain on the small town's emergency services. But on the positive side, she wants people to experience what she can every night.
It's so exciting to know that there's something else up there other than what we see every day here, and you can actually see some small part of it.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.